Hi, and welcome to the GameSlave Podcast, Episode 90. Today it is just myself, a simulator. Unfortunately, Zelda Queen and Proteus were unable to join us due to prior engagements, but we should see them maybe next week if Zelda Queen doesn't get Legend of Zelda from Amazon on time. But so, let's go ahead and jump into things. I've played a few games this week, and we have an anniversary from yesterday, actually, which I probably should have done a post on, but I was busy playing one of said games. So let's go ahead and get into the first game that I finished. I completed Batman Arkham City last week, and wow. After we get the review up from the game, I'm going to post my Game Over article, and all I can say about how the game ended is wow. I honestly didn't see that coming. I guess certain things said in other press releases, it makes a lot of sense how it ended, but just, wow, it really stuck with me. The final boss fight in it was real awesome. It felt epic. Some story elements that they actually did leave throughout the entire game are repeated. It kind of gives you a quick flashback of all of them to see how clues to the ending were, well, at least part of the ending were left. So, yeah, the game. So I was a little shocked at the ending. It really kind of hit home as a kind of fan of the Batman series. The overall gameplay, absolutely awesome. I like how they did the continuation on why Catwoman is still playable after you beat the game and people can leave Arkham City, and why Batman goes back even after the hell of a night that he had. That poor man. Let's see, what else? Yeah, that's really all I have to say on Batman Arkham City right now. I have more information, as I said, in my Game Over article, which basically sums up kind of the ending and kind of my thoughts on it. And the reviewer of the actual game, he's supposed to be writing it sometime soon, so hopefully we'll get that from him soon. Yes. The other game I've been playing recently has Skyrim. I started playing that actually the day after I finished Batman. I don't have as much time in it as I would like to. I'm only about level 10 right now, so I hope to get more into it, but I probably am going to stop playing it on Sunday when I get Zelda, because that's one of the games I'm looking forward to the most. Yay, Zelda! If you aren't playing Skyrim yet, you really should give it a try. So far, it's going to be one of my big contenders for Game of the Year. The game itself gives you unprecedented amounts of freedom in what you want to do. The only selection that it kind of judges what your character might be better at is what kind of race you choose at the beginning. Like, high elves are going to be better at magic, forest elves better with bows, the cat people better at sneaking. Then the different races of human are each have their own specific advantages depending on where they're from. But there's no classes now, so when you start playing, well, however you decide to play, whatever you decide to use, or however you decide to do it, determines how you actually level up. For example, currently I'm doing a mage with a lot of destruction spells. So by casting those spells more and more and more, they increase in level and slowly become cheaper and start doing more damage. So it's real beneficial overall. Beyond that, the game's just cool. It's very large, very beautiful, to say the least. It feels like they've really expanded what is possible with this generation's technology using Skyrim. The landscape is just awesome. And it's very hard to stay on the main quest at times, because you'll be walking to a quest hub and you'll pass an area that's like, oh, I should go in here and see what's in here. And you'll end up clearing out an area full of, I think one of the areas I did was a troll infested cave, basically. And after I killed them all, there was actually a payoff at the end. It's not like I was just doing it for the, I guess, experience is what you would call it, of using my attack spells on something. But when after I killed all the trolls and got to the last one, there was actually something for it, which was really nice. It was actually pretty cool. As I said, I haven't gotten much into it. I'm actually still in Whiterun, which is kind of the first major city you come to. And I still need to go to the Mages College. As a mage, that's going to be something pretty important for me. And I need to find the Brotherhood of Darkness or the Dark Brotherhood or something like that in order to get a shout that actually hurts things. Anywho, the game so far is real fun, real entertaining. I'm really enjoying it. As I said, possible Game of the Year contender right here. I have several other games to try and get played before the end of the year, so I can make an informed decision on that. But there's just so much that makes it so hard to do that. Okay, and moving on. Yesterday was the 10-year anniversary of Xbox Live. Yes, 10 years ago, Xbox Live shipped. I believe it was with Mech Something 2 for the original Xbox was the first game that it came out with. And I actually have that game somewhere, which is kind of interesting. And it came with those really stupid, flimsy, Mech Assault 2 Lone Wolf. And it came with those really flimsy headsets that I think everybody broke. And then they kept them together with tape afterwards. But since then, they've gone from the Xbox to the Xbox 360, and it's evolved and grown into the beast we know today and pay like $60 a year for the honor of maybe remembering to actually log into a multiplayer game and play on it. So here's to you, Microsoft, for keeping up Xbox Live for 10 years. May you go another 10 years without any price hikes. Thank you. And unfortunately, that is really all I have today. We are coming up on the end of the fall rush of games. There's a few more coming out, as I've said several times now. Zelda comes out on Sunday, and then Star Wars The Old Republic comes out on December 20th. So between beating Zelda and playing a few other games, we'll hopefully have a good idea for our Game of the Year articles that we'll write, probably sometime shortly after the beginning of the year. In the meantime, feel free to visit us over at thegameslave.com. There is currently a sale on the t-shirts. It from November 15th to November 24th. It's buy four, get one free with the coupon code that is on the site. And you can find our store it's the link in the upper right. Or you can also get to it from the Spreadshirt app that is on the Facebook site. So, you guys all have a great day. Feel free to send us any questions or comments to mail@thegameslave.com. And game on!